What's up, guys? Welcome back. Franco, Annie. Mm-hmm. Today we're joined by LX3.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself, man?
Good, good.
The first thing we usually start off with is icebreak questions. It's just to get to know you more, to break the ice, pretty much. Okay. It's 7 questions. The last question is the main one. If you answer incorrectly, we are going to have to cut the interview. But no pressure. First one, your favorite song right now for the gym?
For the gym, Bodies. You know, ECW theme song. It just gets, you know, it always gets them.
Yeah.
Once you get the pre-workout going, bam. Song you got to go
them
with.
Ghosts, when you're drinking them Ghosts.
There you go. Yeah. Oh yeah. Not sponsored, but one sponsor trying to get sponsored. Oh man. Weirdest thing that you collect.
Weirdest thing I collect.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels.
Yes.
Hot Wheels. I haven't heard that one. Well, what Hot Wheels do you got right now?
Well, I got a bunch. But you know, they're not in the package no more because things happen and they opened them. And I was like,
is there like a certain line you collect?
No, I just go and see which ones I like because I'm into cars. So I go and see, oh, I like this car. I need to get it.
We have a couple from the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah.
We did a skit on that. And we have a Dom Toretto's vehicle. And I think... we're looking for Brian's, but that one's hard to find right now.
I found it. I didn't want to get it. And he's
That's
like,
right. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I got the little ones or the big ones?
Oh, the big ones. Oh, the little ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite wrestler growing up?
Rey Mysterio. There he is.
Since this is the start of the new year, what is your New Year's resolution?
To hit the gym more, to lose weight.
Favorite quote you live by?
It's just shut up and do it. Just go ahead and do it. Don't think about it too much. If you want to do something, just shut up and go for it.
Okay. Gotta live by that now. I'm a food person. I love food a lot. So what's your favorite donut?
It's from Circle K. I don't know why I love this donut from Circle K, but it's chocolate glazed with chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, try
but you could only find that one at like the Circle K gas stations.
Okay.
You can't find them nowhere else, and the taste is unique.
We're gonna have to try it because we have a couple Circle K's here, so we're gonna have to definitely try that one.
All right, this is the final question, the one that's going to end the interview or keep it going. you're from Houston, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a Texas boy, so I think I should know the answer. But In-N-Out or Whataburger?
Come on, Whataburger.
There you go.
Whataburger.
What's your go-to meal for Whataburger?
The patty melt.
Patty melt.
Finally.
With a large Powerade and large fries and extra ketchup.
There we go.
Have you tried the new ketchup yet?
No, I have not. But I do go to HEB, I believe, and get the bottle of ketchup from there.
See, that's a true Texan right there. You don't even go after the next ketchup. You go after the Whataburger ketchup and we have it. Man, I'm glad that they started doing that, actually, because when we moved to Louisiana last year. 2020. I keep on forgetting that we're already in a new year. In 2020, they actually started putting them in shelves, and we were freaking out because we were like, oh, finally, you know, since we're away from Texas, we at least have it. And I'm like, oh, thank God. That's one thing. Go
ahead. That was pretty much for icebreak questions. This is more of a bonus, but 3 wrestlers you would say inspired your character. I don't mean like your gimmick or anything, because I'm not too familiar with how your character is, but I just mean like your character, your own personal character.
I will have to say heel AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and a little bit of Rey Mysterio in there with the high flying trying to do.
There's some good answers. I love AJ Styles as a heel. He was so
yes.
In TNA as a heel, he was like and Randy Orton, of course. Randy Orton's just
the goat.
Fucking goat.
The goat.
I'm not too big on Rey Mysterio. I'm not a real big fan of Rey Mysterio. I know it's hard to say because I'm a Texan and everything.
Oof.
But like
damn, he got you.
Either that or his internet fucked up.
But it was perfect. Oh, that was perfect.
Hello. I don't know what's going on.
No, that was actually perfect timing, and it was
hilarious. Oh, man. But yeah, I guess we can start from the beginning. We don't know much about you. I know you've been in the industry for about a year already, right? As of
yes, in December I turned 1 year.
I guess we can talk about like how you started. Where'd you get your training from and all that?
Well, I started off at local wrestling training with Lowrider, and after that, I did join a second wrestling school, and it's the Business Factory, which is run by Jason Sullivan, and they run out of live action wrestling.
That's one of the ones I want to hold up.
Okay,
live action wrestling law.
Mm-hmm.
Law, yes, yeah. We just had a show Saturday, and it was amazing.
I've been wanting to hit him up because I know a few wrestlers. I know there's people there that haven't come down to Corpus, like Matt Locke that I want to go see. You only been Corpus once, I think. Yes. And there's a few other guys at Law. I think Miranda Alizé and who else was it?
We got El Silencio.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Vega.
Just Nick.
One of my wrestling brothers.
I love him.
How'd you get into wrestling? What was like the moment that you knew that you wanted to be a wrestler?
So when we were little, we would always, every Friday, we used to go hang out at my grandma's house. So one of those Fridays, we got there a little bit late. And my cousins, they had always been wrestling fans since they were little. Were littler than me. So they were there watching wrestling. And it was a battle royal. And what caught my attention was there was the shortest person there in the ring. It was Rey Mysterio. And I was like, hey, I'm short. He's short. If he does it, I could do it. After that, I was hooked with wrestling.
Would you say Rey Mysterio was one of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Did you, were you watching whenever Eddie Guerrero was on?
Yes, I did.
Eddie was like one of my favorites.
Yes, they had one of the best feuds ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was crying when Eddie Guerrero ripped his mask off and all blood was coming out. I was like, no, don't do that to him.
So, you know, you've been a year in the business. You've actually done a lot in the business already for 1 year. You had a local wrestling in November with Ricardo Rodriguez. How was that?
Yes. It was amazing being in the ring with a person with like that. It was just so much fun picking his brain. And the way he puts out, like, lay out a match, it was just so amazing.
He's honestly one of the sweetest people that I've met. Like, he's so down to earth. And we actually do, well, you were one of our interviewees for Ultimate Wrestling Unpacking Uwu. We actually did one with him, and he pulled out a Charizard card that he actually was carrying around with him from back in the 90s.
Wow.
And I was like, he just showed it to us, and I was like, what the heck? Like, you have this around, carrying around with me? He's like, yeah. Like, he's super into Pokemon as well, too. Like, did not know how into him he was until, like, talking to him. Super cool. I was like, man, my childhood all wrapped into one. You got something? Oh, okay. I want to actually go back a little bit. We actually saw you, I think the first time was at GCWA's After Hours. You actually went against one of our favorites, Benny Dreams. How was it being in that ring with him? You did wrestle him before as well. So how was it wrestling him not once but twice?
Mr. Benny Dreams.
Oh, yes.
He has been one of the best persons that I have stepped in the ring with. He is just so amazing to work with. And that Corpus Christi's fans were amazing. I'm so in love with the After Hours program. Like, oh my God, it was so amazing that day. I had so much fun. It was just amazing.
You gotta get hype somehow. I mean, when we went to Loco, that was like the most hype crowd I've ever been to. Like, hands down, we'll still take the cake on the best crowd. I'm like, holy crap, how do you get so many hype people in one building? It's absolutely amazing.
All the drinking. Yeah.
All the drinking, man.
But you know what they say, when you go to Loco, it's just an experience, man. It's just something else you're not going to experience nowhere else.
It's a different
if it ain't local, it ain't fire, baby.
You ain't wrong.
Hoping to go back pretty soon, hopefully. Yeah. Not this month, but hopefully next show. So you've been on the road for about a year already, you know, training and everything. Do you have any crazy road stories so far?
So far, no, not really. I have. Well, when we went to Corpus, it was just crazy because it was an after-hour show. So we left Houston like around 7, and the road over there was very weird. It was very scary, but it was weird. And then we got lost in Corpus. We're like, they're doing certain modeling over there, so we took the wrong exit, and then we got lost. We're like, oh man, we're not gonna make it. And that day after that show, when we were leaving, there was like a big fight outside the
yes, that was whenever the cops had pulled up afterwards.
That's right.
Yeah, next to that little lounge or whatever. Oh yeah, Corpus, we get rowdy at night, a little rowdy. Yeah.
There's like a club, I think, in the same parking lot.
Yeah.
We were trying to leave and the cops pulled up. Was like, what did we do? And they were fighting. I was like,
you're like, sure, I didn't do it.
I was about to be like, there's a ring inside, guys.
Let's go sell the beef inside.
Beef, where's Ben? Get the ring. Get the bell. Let's go. Oh, man. We know that you worked with GCWA and then also worked with Loco. What other promotions do you plan on working with this year, hopefully?
With this year, I am working with Law. Okay. I've been working with them too since last year. I do a lot of Coliseo Houston. And actually, I got with some friends and they had a podcast and we decided to just go ahead and try to do our shows. So this year we started OTOB.
Nice.
And your first show was on this Saturday.
Saturday.
January 22nd. This is going up on Monday, so. How was it? How's it like hosting a show, man? How's it been? You're busy and everything.
It's crazy. It was busy, especially with I'm still training and everything, so it gets really hectic. Promoting, trying to get everything done. It's just been crazy. The past few months has been crazy, just trying to get ready for it.
What are some of the matches on the card?
So we have Justnik versus Rambo. We have Justin Tyler against Mason Malice. And we do have Raza Inquieta, which is my faction, versus the New Guard. And it is Alexander's last match, so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, he's the promoter for Fearless Pro, correct?
Yes, he's the promoter for Fearless Pro, and this is his last match. We're happy that we get to host it.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know about that. I've only seen him live once at Fearless, whenever he tag-teamed with Kenny Calypso, I believe.
Yes, we're actually facing the new guard, so it's gonna be Kenny Calypso, Johnny Bagade, himself versus me, Little Poppy, and Bastion, which is Bastion's return match after injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been out for I think since November. That's how you teamed up with Ricardo Rodriguez.
Yes, he's been out. He's been out a little bit. Yeah, since November.
Damn, man.
And we're about to announce more matches, and I'll give you the exclusive. We do have Alan Vega versus Stevie Hendricks. In our main event, it will be El Silencio against Lowrider.
Oh.
Damn it! Nice.
We're going to miss that show, unfortunately. But
man.
Hopefully I'll have a second show. I know Matt Locke's going to be there as well, I believe.
Yeah. Matt Locke's going to make an appearance, and also Prince Alexander.
Oh, nice.
And we do have a secret match that we're not going to announce. It's going to be a secret for the fans that do go.
Is it be Chris Carter by chance?
Dang it. He's like, he can't say because it's
cancer.
A promoter just took all of his hand, man.
Hopefully, our game recorded and we can see some live matches on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Yes, sure will.
So what wrestlers do you want to face this year that you haven't wrestled before? I know there's a lot of guys out there, like Crowley's gonna hopefully make his return. There's a guy named Vic Endurance, the resident alpha that hasn't been heard or known. We got even Richie and Brandon, Royal Taxation from Hybrid. So what are some of the guys that you want to wrestle?
Oh, for me, I want to wrestle everybody. I can't make a list, but I do want to face Madlock one-on-one. I want to face Adon Vega, Jason Sullivan, who else? I want to face Mason Malice.
Yeah.
Chris Carter, ASF. Mm-hmm. I teamed up with ASF, but I want to go against him. Who else? I want to face Gino.
Gino's Ninja, a good
Ninja Mac.
Ninja Mac.
Yes, Mr. Ninja Mac.
Alexander Crowley.
Ooh.
He's on the top of the list.
Want to go against the Death Dealer?
Ain't no one want to go after those kicks, man.
them kicks are vicious, man. I've seen videos and I'm like, oh.
You're like, I don't know, man. It'll be, your, you know, ghost versus ghost, whatever flavor y'all guys like, you know. Because I think there's a flavor that you like, he don't like. And he likes the sour watermelon one. And everybody else is like the blue raspberry, the red berry one. And he's like, those are gross. It's always going to be sour watermelon all the way. And I'm like,
yes. I think my favorite one is the mango, the tropical mango.
Yeah, that's one he doesn't like.
That's the one that he's
he doesn't like.
Gross. I'm like, what?
I like it because it tastes like juice. It doesn't taste like energy drink. It tastes like juice.
Man. There's a new flavor that JF Elite was actually sharing one of our buddies. It's a orange creamsicle one that his friend says that he found in Vegas, but we haven't seen it anywhere else. I'm like, man, you got to send us like a whole case just so we could try this out.
What are some promotions that you want to work for you haven't got a chance to yet?
Let's see. New Texas Pro. Wrestle Rave. Hurricane Pro. GCW, like everybody else. what other one? I mean, just anyone that could give me a chance, I would go out there.
Ooh. All right, so we got Branded Outlaw in San Antonio. We got Simply Lost Promotions by Bryson Scott. Get you booked over there. There's also what's other ones that we
Texas
go to?
Wrestling League.
TWL and Mission. Whoo, that last show was really, really good though.
Got Fearless Pro, man.
Fearless
yes,
Pro.
Fearless Pro. UPW down here as well.
Lucha Maniacs.
Oh.
Lucha Maniacs. I have already been to Lucha Maniacs.
Yeah.
Oh, have you? Actually,
yes, I went down there. I want to say 3 months ago.
We haven't been down there yet. We're hoping to get down there sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Mania Week or Wrestling Week, as they all call it.
Yes.
Ooh, that collective, man.
Yes, it's gonna be a crazy weekend.
It's gonna be stacked. It's gonna be wild. I cannot wait. It's like counting the days just for that.
Yes, I'm so excited for it.
Hopefully you get booked. Hopefully we see you down there.
I know.
I got a little surprise coming up regarding that.
Oh, nice.
Just stay tuned in my social medias and you'll figure it out.
Sweet.
Bet. I'm all excited now.
And you want to ask the last one?
Ooh, you want me to hit him already with that question? So the final question is a heart-wrenching one. I like to get to know you a little bit more personal. What's the legacy you want to leave behind in or outside of the ring?
The legacy I want to do is that just follow your dreams, man. Like, just do what you want to do. Like, no matter where you're from, where you come from, how old are you? If you're female, male, just follow your dreams. I want to be that example, especially for the Hispanic, that, you know, we could do what we want to do. There's nothing that's going to stop us from reaching our goals.
Absolutely. I feel that.
Thanks for being on, man. If you want to plug anything you want to plug, I know you have the show coming up Saturday. That's in Houston. I don't know if you're going to be at Loco. I don't think you have a match announced for Loco yet.
No, unfortunately, this time for Loco, I'm not booked for Loco, but I am having my show the next day of Loco, which is the 22nd at the Houston Premier Arena as well. Kids are free, and it's BYOB, like always. And come watch them. Amazing local Houston wrestling.
Hopefully we're there for the next show, if there's a second show. I know this time we weren't able to make it, unless by some chance we have the day off, which we don't
find out
Friday.
Fingers crossed we don't find out until Friday, so we'll see how it is.
If you want to plug all your social medias where people can find you, and if you have a YouTube and all that.
Yes, y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter as D_LX3 and on my Facebook as William Amaya. YouTube, I'm working on getting a YouTube channel and I still were on there.
I forgot to ask you one last question. How did you come up with the LX3?
Ooh.
Yeah, everybody always asks me how did I come up with LX3? So I have three kids and all their names start with the letter L. So that's why I have put the L times 3. But instead of times, I changed it to X.
Ah, okay. So I was like, I was like, your name is William Miles. Like, how do you come up with LX3?
Yeah, I chose this. So, you know, every time I step in the ring or I'm doing something, I have them. I have something, you know, that represents them with me.
Oh, that's cute. You said you have three kids, right?
Yes.
How old are they?
The oldest one's about to be 10. And 9 and 7.
Oh.
Our oldest is 10.
Oldest is 10, and our youngest one is about to be 2 in October. So we got a long way, but yeah, big gap. Don't forget to give this guy a follow. I mean, he's really fun to tag and stuff, especially if you're going to be drinking any kind of ghost anytime soon. Make sure you tag him, Crowley, us, and JF Elite, because we have this whole ghost gang going on. So if you find the flavor, that orange creamsicle one, please let us know, man, because we got to find the flavor.
Whoever finds it first wins.
You win the golden ticket, man. You win the golden ticket.
Well, thanks again for being on. Make sure to catch him at his next show, which is Saturday if you're in the Houston area. Houston Premier Arena. I mean, hell, go out that weekend. You have local on Friday. You have his show on Saturday. And then I think every Sunday is Lucha as well in the Houston Premier Arena. So
at the same spot, yes. It's a weekend full of wrestling.
Yeah, we need to go out there one day for a full weekend. So hopefully.
I got to do it when him and Loco are running back-to-back, and then we got to go for that Lucha Sunday, man.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks again for being on. We'll catch y'all guys in the next one.
All right. Thank you.